I'll finish up by talking a bit about how the library might be used. The first thing I perhaps should say is, well, with the digitisation of everything, with all the different ways we can access words, aren't libraries becoming rather obsolete? It's obviously a time of great change. I think maybe our government in England would like to think that perhaps libraries are becoming obsolete or should be turned into coffee shops or whatever it is. But let me try and make a bit of a case. There's a lovely saying by the Argentinian poet Jorge Luis Borges. I'm trying to pronounce that right. I was practicing. Arnander was explaining to me how to pronounce it. Anyway, Borges says, "I've always imagined that paradise will be a kind of library." Mm-hmm. At least that statement's attributed to him. And I think some people always will have seen libraries as a sort of paradise, something significant, something beautiful. And I must say that's been my own experience over time. When I was little, I remember being taken to the library every week to change my books and the kind of mystery of the reference section. But although I can remember the books I read when I was small, what really always fascinated me for some reason was that if it was raining, they gave you a plastic bag to put your books in on the way home. And that's always symbolised for me kind of care for books and also care for people, sort of thoughtfulness. But this may be the ravings of a bygone era. It could be that the age of libraries is past. What's the use of a lot of dusty old books, one might think? Though I have to point out at this stage that the books here are not dusty. I watched them being dusted personally. And in fact, not only that, but we had the great good luck to have the help of Diaker. Diaker is an order member and also a very long-standing librarian at the British Library. And he brought us the loan of the British Library's very own automatic book duster. So, yes, anyway, but technically and metaphorically, you could think, well, they're dusty. Well, Borges, the one who thought that paradise might be a kind of library, well, he knew about libraries. He was the director of the National Public Library in Buenos Aires. And apparently he was blind by the age of 55. And people sometimes felt that that even enhanced his literary imagination. And among his short stories, you may know it, there's one called The Library of Babel. And in this quite short story, he imagines the universe as a sort of library. It's hexagonal rooms, all the same, and they stretch in all directions for as far as you can imagine. And in this world, this library, every possible combination of words is available. Almost all of which, of course, are rubbish, because you couldn't have every possible combination of words without a lot of them being completely nonsensical. But the people who live there believe that out there somewhere there must be, it's a bit like the thing about 100 monkeys typing Shakespeare, you know, there must be the truth. The truth must be out there somewhere in one of these library rooms. And at first in this world, there's great optimism, because if it's out there somewhere, well, you can find it, and they send bands out to try and look. But before long, they become rather depressed and dismayed, because, of course, it's a very difficult task. How will they ever find anything significant? Well, that story was written in 1941, but it seems to me to be rather a good image for the search for wisdom in our own age. I mean, there's so much out there, even so many significant things out there. But how are we going to find what we're really looking for? Well, what are we really looking for? We know that what we're up against is trying to translate information into knowledge and knowledge into wisdom. And the traditional Buddhist answer, the threefold wisdom, listen, reflect, meditate,